wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Psalm 12:8. Hello, brethren. From the frying pan to the furnace have we gone. Ain't it the truth? Here we are, trying to walk uprightly, uninterested in listening to life's sideshow barkers beckoning us to turn from our narrow path. Nothing new here. But along comes another curve from left field, slamming into the sides of our ships of faith. Another torn sail, another leak in the hull. But yet we sail on as the grace of our God and Father patches, mends, straightens. All the while around us boils the waters of life's unforgiving storms and adversities. Nothing new here either. This once prosperous land and people are drowning in decadence and poverty. Judgment falls in fits and spurts like fire from the sky. Oh, I know. Babylon will give us new distractions, looser drug laws, bigger portions of our cricket souffles. Oh, yeah. Hey, don't hog the mealworms. Pass them down here. It's heaven on earth, man. The good man is perished out of the earth. There is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. A lot of exaltation going on today, isn't it? Isaiah 3:12, as for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. Will your paths be destroyed, saint of God? Will you let it? We have noticed that virtually every public figure in the role of leadership that appears before us on every level is a woman. That's Bible. There are more acceptable dispensations than Baskin-Robbins. Our children seem to rule over their parents, embrace a satanic savagery they were educated into from childhood. They rule the streets, they burn down cities. Cool. The word of God given to the prophet Isaiah was not as we reckon today, sexist or chauvinist. It's his word. Our sovereign God set a contrary path for mankind and the wolves that would lead them. Do God's saints follow his contrary path? Will the human in us succumb to the temptation to plant the seeds of godliness upon totally salted fields? Will you knuckle up and fight against that which God our Father has ordained to be? His business is with Babylon, which has fallen and is inhabited with every foul creature, slinking through its opulent rubble and waste. Foul creatures which call evil good, good evil. Here's a kicker for you from Ezekiel. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, but you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but ye must foul the residue with your feet? a bloody green agenda, anyone? Maybe. Ponder that one, brethren. As for God's saints, his people, it really does suck out there. We have always been slaves and vassals on this earth, wanderers all, prisoners all, in this cage called life. Remember that Jesus Christ resided in this prison for a time also. Jesus had true freedom, even when nailed to his cross. His mind was stayed on his Father's will, for those Father would have followed Jesus through the ages. His freedom is now gifted to his saints. What are we doing with it, brethren? There is no real freedom in this illusory reality, but God's saints have been given heavenly non-worldly gifts which keep our inward eyes looking up to a redemption from the fires of this life and the second death. Mankind has gone from frying pan to furnace now, so near the end of things. God's saints who have been released from the lies and pains and murders of their lives on this earth still cry aloud from the altar, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" Patience, saints, patience. God's vengeance can be swift or it can be slow to come. Patience. "Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. For mine own sake, even for mine own sake will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another." Isaiah 48:10-11. God our Father told us from whence we come to him, out of the furnace of affliction. And to balance that, "This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me." Psalm 119:50. Saints, what the world does to you has been done to Jesus. I say, let the Spirit of Jesus Christ in you run free. Let it run free in this prison in which our mortal temples reside. The Apostle Peter tells us, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." Peter also says, "Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator." Newsflash, saints, your suffering, whatever form it takes, is the will of God to his ultimate glory and your redemption or glorification. The Apostle James tells us, "Take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy." Yep, how did the end of the Lord appear to Job? With the Lord's pity and mercy. The Apostle Paul says, But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. And gee whiz, Paul also says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Saints, is it really this new satanic order that is destroying our lands, air, water, food, economy, turning the inhabitants of the earth into base, bellicose, savage maniacs? Of course not. Behold the terrible wrath upon this generation. Where's that coming from? Huh? Amazon? Behold the mighty hand of God. Let us praise his great and terrible name, for it is holy. That's Bible. What is your fear, saint? It had better not be this ever-perishing world. When you were called to God through Jesus, his Christ, you were cast from the frying pan of life into the furnace of God's refining through adversity. And as Peter said, we are called to suffer according to the will of God. 1 Peter 4:19. You best chew on that. You best chew on that good. And I'll cap this with the words of Paul to the Romans. Oh, too scripture heavy for you? Well, tough. We need this edification and instruction, pardon me. And if we don't need it, I certainly do. This is from Romans 8. And I suggest you pull up Romans 8 and read it too, later. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Sweating yet? For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? I'm going to interject something here. I've said it in 1,000 different ways through this ministry. If you're saved, you don't need faith and you don't need hope, because you've already got what you were hoping for. Correct? Continuing in Romans 8. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He's talking about Jesus. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Our souls and spirits are being tried in the furnace of adversity and affliction, and in these savage times and dangerous days, I say to the spirit of Babylon, as the prophet Daniel said to the king of Babylon, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. And I add, O Babylon, follow your shepherd. He was and is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Praise your Lamb, saints. Praise his Father who shows pity and mercy on his saints. The frying pan and furnace of affliction and adversity shall cook the ungodly and sinner to cinders. But the saints of the God of their salvation shall emerge stronger than steel, brighter than gold or silver, to shine the light of the glory of Jesus Christ for eternity. Will you endure? Will you endure until the end, despite the ice-cold spirits beating at your door? Good and faithful servants of Jesus Christ who have the mind and heart of Jesus Christ throw the wolves into panic and fear, though they snarl and rage against us from a distance. Be of Christ's mind, and possessing his faith, what deceiver can move you from your foundation, which is Christ? And where truly is the fury of your oppressor? Hold fast, stand fast as the fires come down upon your lives. Be patient in your suffering. Be diligent in your praise and thanks to God and his Son. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Walk with your shield raised, eyes front, and keep to the road with Jesus. His grace and peace be with you, my brethren, until the end of your faith and the beginning of your reward for your faithfulness. Amen.